can't tell you how delighted I am that a lot of work by an awful lot of people come together for a phenomenal facility. The academy gym is even better than the first team gym. One or two of the first team players say to me today, can we come over here and send the youngsters down there? It's a, no, the facilities behind it. You've got to remember, too, the other part of the very important part of academy football is that the children who are here continue their education. And we've tied up with local school at Telford, and we've got teaching facilities here again, which are second to none.
You can't fail to be impressed looking around here and the whole Compton Park setup, and you must be hoping the prospective players that you'd like to sign, youth players, will look around and say, well, this is the place for us.
Do you know what? That's a big part of what we've done, and I'm glad you mentioned it, because I think when we're looking to attract players, and not just youth players, but when we're looking to attract senior players, they come to Compton and they look at the setup we've got here, and it's really right up there. It's a world-class facility, and it's right up there with just the best in the world. And I think it'd be a big magnet to future players and future youngsters, because as we know, we've got a policy of bringing in sort of 15, 16, 17-year-olds as well, and we're often in competition with a lot of other clubs. But coming here, this gives us every opportunity. It states out the intent of what we try to achieve with our academy, and I don't think anybody coming here for the first time wouldn't help but be totally impressed.
And as you said, you've already got a very decent production line, so the sky's the limit.
Well, it is, and again, if you're a youngster, or if you're a parent of a youngster that's coming here, and you're wondering whether to come to Wolves or another club, and you look at the first team and you see seven of the starting 11 who've come through the academy, you know here you've got a chance. Many of the bigger clubs, yes, they've got great academies, they've got great names. How many of their first team have come through the academy? Our intent here is that everybody who's good enough will play for the first team.
And there's a real feel-good factor around the club at the moment, isn't there? Not just with things off the pitch, but on the field, things going well too.
Yes, I mean, like I said before, we want to win every game, and we're never going to win every game. We've got to take the odd defeat on route. But it's a tough league, if it asked us at the start of the season, a third of the way through, if you were within 3 points of the top of the league, I think everybody would have taken it.
Sure. And just finally, Steve, the dreaded January question. We've already asked Jez about it. Always questions from fans and media about looking to strengthen, and Kenny Jackett, to fair to him, has always said it's an ongoing process. We don't just have one conversation in January. We always discuss. Is there finances for him to try and strengthen the squad, should he feel the need to?
As Ken said, this is an ongoing evaluation. There is finances. I've always been supportive of Ken, but we're a long way from deciding what, if anything, we do in January yet. But I've backed Ken from the beginning, and we'll continue to do so.